me.
To
me.
Me is personal. It's intimate. It's personal. It's intimate.
Come on.
It's personal. It's intimate. Amen. It's one on one. I'm stirred. I'm stirred. It's one on one.
Come on, brother.
You and I are going to have to stand before him one on one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You and I are going to have to give an account to him for the life we've lived and done in this body.
Yeah.
It's one on one.
Yeah.
Nobody else. When we stand before him individually, you aren't going to be able to look around and say, well, brother or sister or pastor, can you help me out over here? Uh-uh. It's one on one. Real, real, real.
Yeah.
Who?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Say it like you mean it.
Jesus.
Woo! Oh, glory! Now I can say my name and I can say your name. But when I call on the precious name of
Jesus,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Woo. Jesus is real.
Amen.
Amen. He's real, and I dare you to try him.
Come on, come on, brother.
I double dare you, triple dare you, quadruple dare you. Try Jesus, because there's a name you can call on. That at the name of Jesus, now you can call on a lot of names in this life, but the book of Philippians 2nd chapter tells us that God has highly exalted his name.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Highly exalted, that at the name of what?
Jesus.
Now this only goes to show you there's only one.
Yeah.
That at the name of what?
Jesus.
Every knee in heaven.
Yeah.
Every knee in heaven, every knee in the earth, and everything underneath the earth shall do what? Now, if there is three, and we know there's not three,
amen?
Jesus then got a little greedy, didn't he?
Amen.
Rose from the dead. He said, all power is given unto me. Hallelujah. That's because he's the mighty God.
Amen.
Father in creation, Son in redemption, Holy Ghost in the church. Jesus is real to me. I like Minister Paulette's testimony. I mean, there were so many inspiring testimonies. But I'm listening to Minister Paulette's testimony. And we're going to get into this. Once you have an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never. You will never. Never be the same. Thank God we'll never be the same.
But right now.
Because once you have an experience with a taste of heaven, once you come into the full light of Christ, and salvation is all about a spiritual metamorphosis. It's all about change. When you read the Gospels, everybody he came in contact with, first chapter of St. John's, his life was a light unto men and women. Even Rome, even Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, heathen in worship, idol worship. When Jesus stood before him, Pilate was like a rock. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. He wanted to get out of that situation. He couldn't get out of it. He said, I find no fault.
That's right.
He wasn't talking about the insurance. He said, I find no fault. He said, I find no fault in this man. Wife had a dream about Jesus. Have nothing to do with this just man. But it was his destiny. Amen.
Come on.
He didn't want to have anything. He recognized and realized, even though he was a Roman, a heathen in worship, that there was something different about this man. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And when he comes down the road of your life, you and I have to do something with them.
That's right.
Giving all honor and praise to God this afternoon, giving honor to our pastor, Minister Paulette, giving honor to the elders, ministers, deacons, giving honor to my wife and all the saints in the house of the Lord. I say praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. I know you're one of the elders, Stephen Thomas. I know him. Hallelujah. Amen. Love him too. Amen. Very good deacon in Christ. Amen. And without any further ado, we want to invite your attention. I want you to hold, if I can get to it, hold Hebrews 12th chapter. Hold it. Put a bookmark by Hebrews the 12th chapter, those that have your Bible. Put a bookmark by 1 Corinthians 9th chapter, those that have their Bibles. And turn with me to St. Luke 14th chapter. St. Luke's Gospel 14th chapter. I thank God because we've been to Georgia and we have heard some dynamic preaching and teaching, amen?
Yeah.
Been to Middletown, woo! God used Elder Camp and Pastor Michael Williams in a mighty way, amen? I think about Elder Camp, and to God be the glory, God has brought him and blessed him mightily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mightily.
Mightily.
I consider it an honor and a privilege for my wife and I to have been called to this ministry.
Hallelujah.
To be a help.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And it's a blessing to sit under him because I saw him when he was coming up in Christ, and God has blessed him.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this, to God be the glory, not for him to get a big head, but to God be the glory. Because God is looking for men and women of integrity. Amen?
Come on,
come on now, amen? God is looking for men and women of integrity in these last and evil days. And what's the meaning of the word integrity? It's a simple meaning. Be for real.
Right now.
Be for real. Amen? God wants you and I to be for real in these last and evil days. Amen? It's time to be for real. Ain't no time to be playing games and playing church and half-stepping and dipping and dabbing and missing and hitting and missing. Look around. Jesus is coming. Amen? Do I have any witnesses in here? All you have to do is turn on the TV and look at the news. Isn't Jesus coming?
Oh, he's coming.
Jesus is coming. And the news media and the bad weather conditions, and we know about the typhoon in the Philippines, and all the bad weather conditions, they're nothing more than the word of God being fulfilled.
That's right.
Scripture coming to pass. This amazing book is history written before its time.
Come on.
Before it happens.
Come on now.
That's one of the amazing things about the word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word, it was here before you and I got here. It will be here when you and I leave here. The word of God is going to stand forever. And everything's coming down but the word of God. It's going to stand forever. So if you've got God's word, you've got God. And most importantly, you got to have it in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Living in the last and evil days. And I can say right now, not to say it boastingly or bragging, but I'm saying this in love and humility. My wife and I, our minds are made up.
Come on, brother.
Joshua, the 24th chapter. As for me and my house.
Yeah.
You have to have that same testimony, amen? Talk to me, somebody, amen?
Amen.
We have to have that testimony. As for me and my house,
we
are going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Elder Camp says it a lot, and I appreciate it. How in the world can people make it without God?
Right.
Think about it. I mean, if you don't have God in your life, you don't have nothing.
Nothing.
It's like that pencil with the two erasers, amen? Life without Jesus,
nothing.
All the education a man and a woman can have, all the financial wealth you can have, all the relationships, and these These are horizontal relationships.
Come on, brother.
These horizontal relationships, they're important. But the most important relationship is that vertical relationship.
Come on,
you and God.
Yes.
Think about this. Because that vertical relationship, if you line that thing up with God and get right with God, these horizontals will fall in place.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. And the second is as unto this, love thy neighbor as thyself. And you can't fulfill the first without fulfilling the second.
Amen.
You can't fulfill the second without fulfilling the first.
Amen.
This is the problem in the world today. People don't have that vertical relationship right. People don't have a relationship with God. That's the key. You got to have a relationship with him. That's the purpose of our existence.
Amen.
That's why we came into this life.
Amen.
Don't care how you got here. The only thing that matters is God allowed you and I to come here.
That's right.
Why am I here? I'm not even speaking on that. I'm just being led by the Spirit.
Come on. You go, bro.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Why are we here? Are we here to hate one another? Are we here to chuck and jive one another, cheat one another, be dishonest to one another? Are we here for that?
Word don't say that.
Are we here for racism and bigotry? Are we here for that?
No.
Are we here for war?
No.
What has war done?
Nothing.
What has it solved?
Yeah.
All it's done is decrease the surface population. It hasn't solved anything. You think man would get it by now, huh? My good, be fighting and killing. How come he can't just lay his weapons down and have peace? Can't do it without the Prince of
Peace.
The Prince of
Peace.
Can't do it without the Prince of Peace. Amen?
Amen.
The bottom line is that there's a war inside of every individual in this life. And that is the heart's not right with God.
Talk about it.
That vertical relationship. When you don't have a relationship with God, so goes your life. All you gotta do is watch a person's life. In walking with God, I'm gonna get into the Spirit. Walking with God, if you wanna know where a person stands with God, put them in a conversation.
Come on now. Come on.
Put God in the car. You wanna know where they stand with God? Put them in the conversation and watch what happens. Eyes will roll and heads will turn. And some heads, like I said, might turn all the way around.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. You know what that is. Demons. Look, I got to rebuke them in Jesus' name. But once you start walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and give your life to him, and people get upset with you, they're not getting upset with you and I. Let me digress a little bit. One, those of us who are walking with God, when we bring God up in a conversation and we talk to them, do you know why they get upset?
Running from the truth.
They get upset because of the spiritual darkness they're walking in.
Amen.
You must be mindful. If we have the Holy Ghost inside of us, we have the light of the world. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And light drives back what?
Darkness.
Darkness. Come on. Light drives it back.
Right.
So when the light comes, where does the darkness go?
It runs.
If God's got this thing so fixed in the natural.
Yes.
In the natural, if I turn off all the lights, what happens?
Dark.
It gets dark, right? You ain't got to be no rocket scientist to figure that out. If I turn on all the lights in the natural, it gets dark. But I told you before, you take a little nightlight and stick it over in the corner and plug it in, and what happens? Illumination lights your way.
Yeah.
David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Come on.
The word of God shows you and I how to walk, how to talk, how to live the life God has for us.
Yeah.
The word of God.
Yes.
This word is light.
Yes.
And when you have surrendered your life to Jesus, when you have given your life over to him completely, folks get uncomfortable.
Right.
I got uncomfortable when people started talking to me about Jesus. I was running.
Mm.
Come on now.
And I told you about that message. You heard, no more spiritual fugitive. I have surrendered my life to Christ. Everybody who's not walking with Jesus is a spiritual fugitive.
Right.
You remember what he was doing? He was running from the law. So everyone whose life is not surrendered to Christ, you are, not that I say so, the word of God says so.
Amen.
And Jesus said in the 3rd chapter of St. John's Gospel, this is the condemnation that has come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
Yeah.
That's why folks don't want you to talk to them about Jesus.
Amen.
Folks get uncomfortable. Ooh, my. They get oozy and squirmish. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is convicting them.
Yes.
That spiritual light will run you.
Yes.
If you don't want to do right, that spiritual light will cause you to take flight.
Amen?
Amen. Because men love darkness. There are people out there that love living in sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In order to get wages, you got to work for it. Isn't that right?
Right.
There are folks out there working their way to hell.
Jesus. That's right.
Chew on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You and I, where were we headed? We were headed to hell. Mm-hmm. We were lost. Mm-hmm. And I want you to understand, even though my mother raised us and instilled the godly principles in us, after I got to the age of accountability, I was running. I mean, let me tell you, I was running, and I was running for Jesus.
Come on, Elder.
I was running, and he was running. By the time I got to where I was going, he was already there waiting for me.
That's right.
He fills all space. You can't outrun God. How are you going to outrun God? The Spirit of God is everywhere. I mean, when I sit down, I'm trying to get into this. When I sit down and I think about where God has brought me from, I say, Lord, why me? Who am I? Guys I grew up with, some of them are still around, those that are alive. They don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear about Jesus. Because do you know what that means? That means surrender.
Amen.
I got to surrender my life. And that is one of the hardest things to do when it comes to winning a soul to Christ. Surrendering that will. Dying to self. 14th chapter of St. John, or St. Luke's Gospel. Let me get into this because I can go on and on, but the Lord is good, amen?
Let the Lord lead you, brother.
14th chapter. We want to start with verse 25. 14th chapter, verse 25. Now watch this. Those that have it, say amen. Can we stand out of reverence for reading the word of God, please? Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us read. And there went great multitudes with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your precious words.
Hallelujah.
Help us this afternoon to hide the word of God in our heart, that we sin not against thee. Now, Lord God, you take full control. Let some soul this afternoon cry out and say, what must I do to be saved?
Hallelujah.
Lord, we won't fail to give thy holy name the honor, the praise, and the glory. Let us all say in Jesus' name,
amen.
You may be seated. Verse 25 in the 14th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel. And there went great what?
Multitudes
with him. And he turned and said unto them, now, great multitudes, there were many people. Amen?
Amen.
That's a multitude, many people. A lot of people, just like back then when Jesus was here, just like today, there are a lot of people that are following him. But everybody's not following him for the same reason. If any man or woman come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brother, sister, and his or her own life also, he or she cannot be my what?
Disciple.
Yeah. This word hate in the Greek word, it means to love less. Amen?
Amen.
It means to love less. The greatest relationship any one of us can have is our relationship with Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That vertical relationship. That is most important. That is the most important relationship you can have.
Amen.
The horizontal relationships are important. The horizontal relationships are important. But the most important relationship that you and I can have is the vertical relationship with God.
Right.
Now watch this, because the horizontal relationships are only for this life. The horizontal relationships are only for this life. In eternity, it will all be about Jesus.
That's right.
You and I are going to stand before him individually.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
In eternity, everything is different.
Come on.
Why do you think they say when people get married, to death do us part?
Mm-hmm. Talk about it, brother.
After death, that's it. You ain't coming back this way, baby. That's it. So all these relationships that are down here are just for down here.
Come on.
You can go to the soothsayer or soup kitchen or whoever the person may be and try to talk to the dead relative all you want. And like Elder Tinsley told you, you're not going to be talking to them. These folks are getting over on folks because they don't know the word of God.
Right.
The Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. Judgment. You and I are only coming this way once.
Right.
We'll never come back this way again. Never. This is it. Give him your all. Give him your best. He's saying hate. In other words, you and I have to put Jesus first. He has to be everything.
Come on now.
And when you put him first, you're going to ruffle some feathers.
Oh yeah. Yep.
People are going to get upset. Oh, yeah. They're going to call you and I fanatics.
Yeah, that's all right.
Knuckleheads, you're crazy. You don't have to read the Bible that much. You don't have to go to church that much.
That's all right.
You don't have to be talking about scripture that much. You don't have to play gospel music that much. You can watch all the television you want. What did Jesus just say? He said to the multitudes, right?
That's right.
But you see, everybody following him is not following him for salvation. Some people are, I call them the fish fry dinners. They following him for the fish and the loaves.
Come on, break it down, brother.
Some people are just following him for the healing. Some people are just following him for the financial prosperity.
Come on.
Let me just throw a title on this. Going all the way with Jesus. Amen. Can I use that? Going all the way with Jesus. That's the title I got up here.
Come on,
I can go so many directions.
Sounds good.
One has to count the cost to walk with Jesus. You got to count the cost. Now, if we read on down a little further, it would tell you about when one builds a house, how he takes time to make plans and everything. To walk with Jesus, you have to count the cost. It's going to cost you and I something.
Amen.
Now, the ultimate price has already been paid. That was Calvary, amen?
That's right.
Thank God for Calvary, because if it wasn't for Calvary, we wouldn't be here this afternoon.
Amen?
Amen. Now that you and I decide to walk with him, just like he says here and in the other parts of the gospel, 16th chapter of Matthew, he says, if any man come after me, let them first deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me daily.
Big word, deny.
Deny. Folks don't like to hear that word. Cross. People like to use it as jewelry. The cross denotes and represents suffering.
Right.
Represents death. And the thing that you and I have to do, our biggest fight, our biggest battle as Christians, is not Satan and the demons. Mm-mm. Somebody said, what?
Come on, brother.
What? Our biggest fight and our biggest enemy is not Satan and the demons. Where's he going? Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror. Elder Mackey, what are you talking about? Go look in the mirror. I look good. Go look in the mirror. Go look in the mirror. How good do you look now? Our biggest enemy and our worst battle is you and I. Now, if we turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9th chapter. Come on, 1 Corinthians 9th chapter. Those of us that have Bibles or electronic Bibles or some kind of Bible or half a Bible, piece of Bible. 1 Corinthians 9th chapter. Verse number 24. Hallelujah. We got to do what?
Run.
We got to kill this flesh of ours. Those, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And those that don't, it's on the screen. 1 Corinthians 9 chapter, verse 24. Paul writing to the Christians in Corinth. Know ye not that they which run in a what?
Race
run all. Now, we're in a spiritual race, and for those of you that didn't know it. Those of you that are walking with Christ, we're in a spiritual race this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
We're running.
Running.
We're running. Look at it in the natural when we read this. And then we're going to relate it to the spiritual. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man or woman that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a what?
Corruptible crown.
Corruptible crown. But we an incorruptible. Now look at this in the natural. Look at all the different sports that are played. In this time of the year, they're playing what? What's popular? Talk to me. What? Football! Come on, don't be shy. Football! Amen? This particular time of the year, they're playing football. You can watch college football all day Saturday.
That's right.
Football! In NFL, what is the highest game you can play? Come on, the Super Bowl. Right on the tip of your tongue.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl! Now, they're going to get a ring, they're going to get money, and they're going to get a trophy, right? And all three of them are going to corrupt and deteriorate.
That's right. Come on. That's right.
All three of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Stanley Cup is hockey, right?
Yes, sir.
That's hockey, the Stanley Cup. And they just got over the World Series baseball. They all get trophies, they get rings, they get money. But these things are corruptible.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife, she has trophies right now of her son that played sports in the basement. They got dust on them. They got dust on them. Corruptible. And you might have some trophies that you had a long time ago when you played sports. All they do is break, come apart, fall apart. Amen? I know about the athletes in your family. Trophies, all they do is deteriorate. Amen?
Amen?
They are corruptible. They're only temporary.
Amen.
And back then when he wrote this, they got some what, little fig leaves or something they put on their head in the Olympics. That's all they got. And the thing is, they put themselves, all these athletes, even today, all they do is train. And my wife and I were watching the sports station yesterday. And all these people going out for the triathlon is swimming, The Ironman competition, they swim so many miles, then they get out of the water, and they strip, and they still have tight stuff on. Then they get on the bicycles and ride like crazy for so many miles. And then they get off the bicycle and they run like crazy. And they're doing all this for what? A corruptible crown. A corruptible trophy that's going to fade away, that has no eternal value. Amen. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, certainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Oh, here we go. Come on now. Come on, here we go. Verse 27. Let's read this together. But I keep under my body and bring it into lest by
enemy.
Woo!
And I have reached the other.
I myself.
My.
That's powerful right there.
Powerful word.
That's powerful. What's Paul talking about? He's talking about, I got to practice what I preach. He's saying, I got to practice what I preach, because if I don't practice it, I'm going to become a castaway. I'm going to become a phony. The subject is, I'm going all the way with Jesus. And you and I like Minister Paula's testimony, because the only thing you and I are good for, her father used to say it, he baptized me, Ella Jackson. He used to say, once you get saved, you all messed up the right way.
Yeah.
You all messed up. How you all messed up, Ella Mackey? You'll never, ever fit back out there again like you used to be. You allow yourself to get spiritually weak. You stop praying and stop reading and studying the Bible. You stop coming to church. And you go back out there. Them unsaved folks will tell you, what are you doing back here?
Talk about it.
They'll tell you yourself, what are you doing back here? You all messed up. You don't belong out here. They'll tell you themselves. So we might as well give Jesus our all.
Right now.
He gave us his all. Didn't he give us his all? We might as well give him our all. We're coming down the stretch. This race is, and I like to call it the end of the beginning.
Come on.
What do you mean the end of the beginning? When he comes and takes us out of here and we get this glorified body and everything, it's going to be the end of all this mess.
Right.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be the end of all the fighting off evil thoughts. It's going to be the end of bringing flesh in subjection to his will. It's going to be the end of all temptation. You and me. By the help of the Holy Ghost, if we can keep this flesh in subjection to the will of God, we'll make it. That's the key. That's the key. Bringing flesh into the will of the Holy Ghost. When we bring flesh into the, when we bring flesh in subjection, God is having his way. Flesh must be crucified. Listen. Flesh must be crucified so Christ can be glorified. When we crucify the flesh, Christ is glorified in our lives. Because if we don't crucify the flesh, they won't see Christ in our lives. And we want them to see Jesus, not us.
Hallelujah.
He is the hope of glory. We don't want them to see us, because us can't save anybody. We can't even save ourselves. We need Jesus. The world needs Jesus. The church needs to let them back in the church. He's standing on the outside of the church. He's standing on the outside of his church that he laid his life down for, and they won't let him in. That's deep. I gotta put my boots on for that one, Elder Mackey. Standing on the outside of his church that he shed his precious blood for, because there's too much world in there.
Come on.
Too much worldliness. And you can't have your foot in the world and in the church at the same time and expect to go to heaven. It don't work like that. You got to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In these last and evil days, think about it. It is by no mistake that you and I are here.
Right.
We are here by divine design.
Hallelujah.
God has us here for a reason. Yes. He wants us to be lights and salt in this world. Because listen to this. In Christ we win.
Yes. Amen.
In Christ we are victorious. When the smoke clears and the dust settles, only those in Christ are going to stand throughout all eternity victorious in Him.
Amen.
Think about it. Evildoers, wickedness, ungodliness, perverseness, all of that is going to have its part in the lake of fire that burns forever. One of my favorite Old Testament characters. I love Moses. The Bible said when Moses come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Amen.
It's only for a little while.
Amen.
A little while they're having fun. A little while they're having a good time. Oh yeah, and let me tell you, they're having a good time in the flesh. Don't you let nobody fool you. There's pleasures out there, but they're only temporary. They don't satisfy. The song says, "Satisfied with Jesus. Satisfied with Jesus. Said He be my comforter. Said He be my guide. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Turning on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came." Since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied. Jesus is the only one that satisfies the hunger, the spiritual hunger, the spiritual thirst of the soul. No other. Muhammad can't do it. Buddha can't do it. Allah can't do it. Sun, moon can't do it. Hare Krishna can't do it. Only Jesus can do it.
Come on, brother.
And there's power in His name.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me. I'm going all the way with Jesus. That's the message. Now listen, 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 listen. You and I, we don't realize. I mean, good mercy in the morning. We don't realize. This is my motivation. We don't realize what is awaiting you and I.
Right.
I mean, Paul said, "The eye have not seen,
yes.
Nor have the ear heard,
yes.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of man,
yes.
The things that God has prepared for them that love Him."
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Satan and his cohorts and those that choose to follow Him, they will burn forever in a lake of fire.
That's right.
Those that choose to follow Him, they will burn forever in a lake of fire. Those that choose not to walk with Jesus anymore. Sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel. You need to read that chapter. St. John, the sixth chapter. It speaks about Jesus talking about something spiritual. And because of their unbelief, they're relating it to something natural.
That's right.
Jesus says, "Except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you'll have no part of me."
Yes. Yes.
They thought he was talking about cannibalism. He wasn't talking about being a cannibal.
Come on.
He was talking about spiritually taking him on.
Come on.
Because you are what you eat.
That's right.
In the natural, so it is in the spiritual.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you take Jesus on and surrender your life to Him completely, you'll be more like. Aren't we trying to be more like
Yes.
Who are we trying to be more like?
Jesus.
We're trying to be in his likeness.
Yes. Come on.
In that sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, sixth chapter, verse 65 says, at that time, verse 65 says, this was a hard saying for them. Sixth chapter, verse 66 says, after that, many of his disciples walked with him no more. Chapter 6, verse 66.
Yes.
You do the math. 666. Yes. You think that's in there by mistake?
No, sir.
That's in there by divine design.
Yes, sir.
God's trying to tell us something.
Yes.
Those that once walked with him, if they take that mark on and it's around the corner, mm-hmm. you will not have a mind to repent and get right with God.
That's right.
Stay in this race. We're in a spiritual race. Stay in this race. Stay in this way. That's what it was first called before they called them Christians in Antioch. The way, followers of the way. You and I are followers of the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Come on.
Hallelujah. We're in a race. We're coming down the stretch. Going all the way with Jesus. Where else? Well, I mean, what else is there to do?
Nothing.
There ain't nothing else worth living for but living for Jesus.
Come on, brother.
You and I must hold on to what we have, because what we have is holding on to us, and that is Jesus.
Right now.
All eternity is awaiting you and I. All eternity? I mean the aches and pains that we have.
Gone.
No more. We're going to get a body that, I can't even comprehend it. We're going to get a body that's going to be glorified.
Hallelujah.
No more aches, no more pains, no more suffering. He's going to wipe away all tears. When he says to you and I, well done, thy good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things. You prayed a little bit. The peace that is awaiting you and I. A new name written down in heaven. Crowns. But forget all that. Mansions and all that. Forget all that crown. I just want to hear Jesus say, well done. When your mind is made up and your heart's on Jesus. When your mind is made up, do we have some made up minds in here this afternoon? Do we have made up minds in here this afternoon? Going all the way with Jesus. Let us stay. Only thing worth living for is living for Jesus. Don't be discouraged.
Jesus.
Don't look back. Don't let numbers get you down. It's an individual, intimate personal relationship you have with Jesus. It's an intimate, personal relationship you have with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Keep your minds on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Trust in Him. Believe in Him. In Jesus' name.